On our Hawaii Garden and Forest segment today, we focus in on a warning as people begin to travel to the Big Island for the Merry Monarch Festival. J.B. Friday is a forester with the University of Hawaii.
Rapid ahia death is really serious on Hawaii Island. We have lost over a million trees, primarily in some areas, not in some others. One way the fungus could move is people moving something ohia from one island to another. So there is a quarantine on Hawaii Island. We really request that people don't move anything ohia off the island. And the Department of Agriculture regulations are don't move anything back from Hawaii Island. You're free to bring your ohia to Hawaii Island, but if you have lei you made on Oahu or Maui or something like that, but once it's on Hawaii Island, don't take it back to another island. And that is also, you know, just please agree with, obey the Department of Agriculture quarantine.
Right, and if folks are out in the forest, they've just got to be very cognizant of what they could be, what could be hitchhiking along with them.
Sure. What we find is that the diseased trees get attacked by beetles, and the beetles drill into the trees, and they cause a lot of sawdust. That sawdust is full of fungal spores. In badly infected forests, that sawdust will be landing on the ground constantly throughout the day. As you walk through that forest, you'll pick that up on your shoes. If you drive your four-wheel through the forest, you pick that up on your tires. So if you've been in the forest on Hawaii Island before you go home, or if you go from one forest to another, please clean off your gear, clean off your shoes. Scrub brush, soap and water, clean the mud off, and a squirt of rubbing alcohol will kill any fungus that you've picked up, especially if you're going back to one of our neighbor islands like Maui or Oahu. We're asking everybody up your game on biosanitary issues. And then for all reasons, you don't want to bring little fire ant back from Hawaii Island either. There are all kinds of weeds and pests and things, but our program in particular, we're concerned with the rapid ohia death.
Now, I know DLNR just recently put something out also about hooved animals, right? Goats, pigs.
Yeah, that's, again, a little bit different topic than what the hula halau is, but this fungus requires an injury to get into a tree. Basically, bark protects trees. So when a tree gets injured, that's an entryway for the fungus. Just as if you get a cut, you can get your cut infected. There's always bacteria around that can infect you. This fungus is all over the Big Island now. It will infect the tree if it's injured. So what we see is areas where, for example, if there's a herd of goats that is eating all the grass and starts peeling the bark off the trees, that can infect the trees. If there's a big pig population and the pigs are rooting around, they're injuring the trees with their tusks as they're rooting around, those trees also can get infected. The upper elevation forests here where there are herds of cattle and the cattle move down into the forest and they bang up the trees, those trees seem to be getting affected. So protecting our forests is important, and these animals don't belong in our forests, and we need to protect them and keep them out of our forests.
So we're really just finding out as we go along, kind of, you know, what's harming and what's helping.
We've found out a lot. The disease was only first identified in 2014 and published in 2015 what this disease is. So in those last 4 or 5 years, we found out a lot, being able to map around where it is, how the fungus affects the trees, some of the ways it's moving around. We've got a pretty active team doing a lot of research, everything from the entomologist to looking at the insects, to the pathologist looking how the fungus affects a tree, to the geneticists looking at the difference between the fungus and being able to track different populations that it moves around, to the remote sensing people who are using technology to survey the forest from airplanes, helicopters, and drones to look for symptomatic things. So there's a lot of science that's been done on this.
And so as far as the snapshot then on the other islands, because if I recall, I think there was some found on Kauai, right?
Correct.
And that's been the latest one, the latest concern.
Not quite a year ago, last May, was the first detection of the less virulent of the two diseases. And let me explain, there are actually now two diseases that we're managing together as rapid ohia death. The less virulent one was found on Kauai, and then subsequently, so as we started surveying more, we found it pretty widespread on the island. So that disease has been on Kauai for years. I don't know how long at all, but it's not just showed up last year. Then in December, we found the more virulent disease caused by Ceratocystis leucohoea on Kauai. So far, that's just in one spot.
Was that at the botanical gardens there?
It is not.
Okay.
None of these diseases are in areas where there's any smoking gun of how it got there. It's not like someone just moved a bunch of ohia wood. They are not in areas where there's a lot of tourists who might be moving place to place. They're in remote areas. So we're really still trying to think of how they got there. I definitely think that the Luku ohia, the more virulent disease, is new. If it had been in Kauai for a long time, we would have seen it spread a lot more widely. We've done dozens and dozens of testing of samples from Oahu, from Molokai, Lanai, and Maui, and we've not found any positive for rapid ohia death on those islands.
Okay, could it be spread by birds?
We don't think so. If we had woodpeckers in Hawaii that were digging into the tree, but the fungus is in the wood, you have to peel bark off and drill into wood before you're going to be in contact with the disease. So that's why we're following up on the boring beetles, because they do. They drill into the tree and come out again. We don't think that, though, that they are moving into healthy trees. Mostly the boring beetles only attack sick trees, but they do create the sawdust that blows around. But we don't think it's birds.
And these boring beetles, are they an alien species?
Most of them are. We do have some native ones that tend to be in the higher elevation forests, but most of the time there's a number of the different non-native species that are attacking trees. They're related to the black twig borer and the coffee berry borer. You know, the coffee berry borer is a new species to Hawaii that's done a lot of damage to the coffee industry, and that's been in the news. These are related beetles, and this type of beetles, they bore into things and be in there. So they're very hard to control, because once they're bored into a tree, you can't kill them with pesticides because you can't get that pesticide into the tree.
Oh,
and that's
see.
Like the problem that the coffee growers have with the coffee berry borer. They can't just spray their coffee because the beetles don't care, because they're inside the coffee cherry, and it's not easy to control them that way.
So you've got a bit of a mystery on your hands.
We have a lot of unanswered questions. We have a lot of questions we've answered, too. We're planning next month to have a science symposium to get all the scientists, and I mentioned all the different teams working together in the same room, to lay out the questions that we need to know of how to manage it. They're interesting scientific questions, but they're critical questions about things we need to know in order to manage this disease. So, for example, the mechanisms of spread, beetles, sawdust, people moving things, what's the most important and what things can we do? The injury, well, what animals are injuring them and what areas do we need to protect for that? These kind of things. The remote sensing, can we improve the technology so we really can isolate from remote sensing what's rapid ohia death and what's, for example, drought mortality? So we're putting together a symposium to have all the scientists come and talk with the managers of what are the questions we need to know in order to address the spread and containment of this disease.
So are you putting up drones into some of these remote areas? Or are you just flying over in helicopters?
We're doing both. There's actually three levels of remote sensing: airplane, helicopter, and drone. The airplane sensing will do a whole island, but it's really expensive. It's $250,000 to get the airplane up in the air and spend 2 weeks surveying a whole island. Phenomenal amount of data, but we don't do it very often. I think we've had two over 4 years flights with that set of data. On Hawaii Island, we're doing quarterly surveys of quarters of the parts of the island with helicopters, and people use a technology called digital sketch mapping. What this is a tablet with imagery on it. So they fly over and they observe in the helicopter, marks down on the tablet areas that look like it could be symptomatic for rapid ohia death. This has been our most useful tool to find new outbreaks. For example, the Kohala one a year and a half ago, they were flying their routine observation with a helicopter in a remote area. They saw a lot of dead trees. They marked it down on the tablet and then went back in. Then thirdly, the drone. Drones are super useful in that you can deploy it right away. So you get a sunny day, you can put a drone in your truck, go out. But a drone can only do a couple hundred acres at a time. You know, so whereas the airplane can do 100,000 acres, the helicopter does thousands of acres at a time. The drone can do a couple hundred acres at a time. So it's simple, cheap, but you've only got a small area.
Right,
what
limited.
Drones have been able to do are two different things. One, get repeat measurements. So once a month, you'll go and you fly this forest. So you can see the change in the forest over time. Because the drone's cheap and easy to do it, you can do it frequently. The other thing is that the field teams bring drones with them, because the helicopter data will come back. Well, there's some disease in this area. When you're out stumbling through the dense ohia forest trying to look up and see which tree turned brown, it's really hard to do it. But but they bring a drone with them, and the drone flies over the area, and they can stop over the infected tree and go straight to that tree.
Okay.
So these three different technologies for remote sensing have been complementary to each other.
Right. Well, it's good. You've got a little arsenal then as we battle this.
Absolutely.
Anything else you think would be important to underscore for folks?
Yeah, to getting back to the halal coming to Hawaii Island, I want to address the issue of picking. Again, when you pick something, you have opened up a wound that disease can get in. When you pick a little small liko that's still green, that's a very small chance of disease getting in. But if you cut off something that's anything at all woody, that is harder than you can just pinch with your fingers, that is much more of a chance for a wound, although it would still be small. And then I've never talked to a gatherer who would just break off a whole branch to bring it home to bring off the pieces. But again, please don't do that when you're picking. The DLNR is giving permits for harvesting. We don't want to say you can't pick any ohia for your lei or whatever, but if you can limit your picking to what you can pinch off with your fingers, just the green section there, that won't open up a wound so that the help protect the tree that you're picking from. The other thing I want to mention is if you do want to return your lei to the forest, the DLNR has designated specific areas where the lei will be returned. And our program is also going to be working with the airports to collect lei as people leave, and we can return them to the forest, but in areas that aren't really pristine, that aren't super sensitive, so you wouldn't be spreading rapid ohia death that way.
That was J.B. Friday, a UH forester, talking about rapid ohia death. It's a heads up to those traveling to the Big Island this weekend for the Merry Monarch Hula Festival.